Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Math Pact, Elementary Achieving Instructional Coherence Within and Across Grades, is a professional mathematics education book by Karen S. Karp, Barbara J. Doherty, and Sarah B. Bush, written for elementary teachers, instructional coaches, mathematics specialists, and school leaders. It addresses a recurring problem in school mathematics students often encounter inconsistent vocabulary, representations, procedures, and shortcuts as they move from one classroom or grade to another. The book expands ideas associated with the rules that expire work and turns them into a school-wide process for building coherent instruction. Its central tool is the Mathematics Whole School Agreement, a collaboratively developed set of decisions about mathematical language, notation, representations, rules, and generalizations. Rather than offering a new curriculum, the book provides a framework for aligning existing instruction so that students encounter mathematics as connected, conceptually grounded, and equitable across the elementary years. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mathematics Whole School Agreement as a structure for instructional coherence, the most distinctive feature of the Math Pact. Elementary is its focus on the Mathematics Whole School Agreement, often abbreviated as MWSA. This agreement is not simply a list of preferred teaching tips. It is a shared professional commitment about how mathematical ideas will be named, represented, explained, and connected across classrooms and grade levels. The book treats coherence as something that must be designed collectively rather than assumed from standards documents or curriculum materials. In many schools, teachers may use different terms, models, or procedural cues for the same concept. And those differences can make students believe mathematics is a set of disconnected classroom-specific rules. The MWSA gives educators a process for examining those differences and deciding which practices support long-term understanding. Its value lies in making implicit instructional habits visible. Once teachers compare how they describe equality, operations, fractions, place value, or representations, they can identify inconsistencies that confuse learners. The agreement therefore functions as both a planning tool and a professional learning process. Secondly, replacing short-term tricks with durable mathematical understanding. A major concern in the book is the use of rules that expire, meaning shortcuts, mnemonics, or simplified statements that may appear helpful in one lesson or grade, but become misleading as mathematics becomes more complex. Elementary students may be told procedural rules that work only for a narrow set of numbers, operations, or representations. Later, when they encounter fractions, negative numbers, algebraic thinking, or more flexible strategies, those rules can interfere with sense-making. The book does not argue that students should avoid all procedures. Instead, it distinguishes between procedures grounded in meaning and tricks that replace reasoning. This matters because elementary mathematics builds cumulatively. A phrase or diagram introduced in an early grade can shape how students interpret later ideas. By asking teachers to examine which rules have a limited shelf life, the book encourages instruction that anticipates future learning. The practical implication is that coherence requires more than agreement about pacing. It requires careful attention to whether today's explanations remain mathematically valid tomorrow. Thirdly, consistent language, notation, and representations across grade levels, the book emphasizes that mathematical coherence depends on more than selecting common lessons. Students learn through words, symbols, drawings, manipulatives, diagrams, and classroom routines, so inconsistent use of these elements can create unnecessary obstacles. For example, a representation that is used casually in one grade may need to support more precise reasoning in a later grade. Similarly, language around the equal sign, comparison, operations, or fractions can either reinforce conceptual meaning or promote a narrow procedural interpretation. The Math Pact Elementary asks educators to identify which language, notation, and representation should be consistent within a school or district. This does not mean every teacher must teach identically. Rather, teachers need a shared understanding of which features must remain stable so students can transfer knowledge. The emphasis is practical coherence. Is built through decisions about the details students actually see and hear. By focusing on these details, the book connects broad instructional goals with daily classroom practice, where confusion often begins. Fourthly, collaboration as the mechanism for school-wide mathematics improvement. The book positions improvement in mathematics instruction as a collective endeavor rather than an individual teacher project. A Mathematics Whole School Agreement requires grade-level teams, vertical teams, instructional coaches, and leaders to examine practices together and make explicit decisions. This collaborative mechanism is important because incoherence often emerges from well-intentioned isolation. Teachers may develop effective routines for their own students, but without communication across grade levels, those routines can conflict with what students have previously learned or will need later. The book's process encourages educators to discuss not only what they teach, but also why they teach it in particular ways. That kind of conversation can reveal assumptions about student readiness, conceptual models, and acceptable shortcuts. It also creates shared responsibility for mathematical development across the elementary years. The emphasis on collaboration makes the book useful for professional learning communities and school improvement planning. Its approach suggests that coherence is not achieved through compliance with a script, but through disciplined professional dialogue focused on durable mathematical meaning. Lastly, equity and learner-centered instruction through reduced mathematical confusion. The book links instructional coherence with equity by recognizing that inconsistent messages can disproportionately affect students who have fewer opportunities to reconcile contradictions on their own. When students receive conflicting vocabulary, shifting rules, or representations that do not connect, those with strong outside support may adapt, while others may conclude that mathematics is arbitrary. A learner-centered approach, therefore, requires teachers to reduce avoidable confusion and make mathematical ideas more transparent. The Math Pact, Elementary treats equity not as an added topic but as a consequence of coherent instructional design. Shared language and representations help all students access ideas without needing to decode each teacher's private system. Avoiding expiring rules also supports learners who rely heavily on taught procedures, because those students are less likely to be trapped by shortcuts that later fail. The book's contribution is practical rather than rhetorical. It shows how decisions about notation, models, and explanations can either widen or narrow access to mathematical understanding across classrooms. In conclusion, The Math Pact, Elementary is best suited for elementary educators who influence mathematics instruction beyond a single lesson classroom teachers, grade level teams, mathematics coaches, interventionists, curriculum coordinators, principals, and district leaders. Readers looking for a replacement curriculum may find that it serves a different purpose. Its practical benefit is to help educators examine the instructional messages students receive over time and make those messages more consistent, conceptually sound, and transferable. Intellectually, the book is useful because it treats coherence as a concrete professional problem rather than a vague ideal. It asks educators to consider how small decisions about words, symbols, models, and shortcuts affect students' long-term mathematical reasoning. Compared with many mathematics methods books, its strength is the school-wide lens. It does not focus only on individual teaching strategies or isolated content standards. It provides a collaborative structure for aligning practice within and across grades. This makes it especially valuable for schools where teachers are already working hard, but students still experience mathematics as fragmented. The book stands out because it connects the critique of rules that expire with an actionable agreement-making process, giving teams a realistic way to improve consistency without eliminating teacher judgment. If you would like to support Karen S. Karp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!